Let's turn to Word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们来读一些主的话。
In the Bible, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
让我们来到圣经的生命记第四章。
So chapter 4, let's read the first two verses first.
生命记的第四章，让我们先来读前两节。
Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform, so that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.
以色列人呢，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
So these two words, that the phrase, the statutes and the judgments, is one of the key words we'd like to share today.
这个表达呢，就是在律例典章，这是一个关键的字，我们今天想要分享的。
One of the key words. And then let's read the verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I'm commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you.
第二节，所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。
So this is another key point we'd like to share, that is we should not add to the word, nor take away from God's word.
这是我们要分享的第二个点，就是我们交通的神话是不能够删减，不可添加。
And let's read verse 10 and verse 16.
让我们再来读几节，从第十节到第十六节。
Verse 10. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at the Horeb, when the Lord said to me, assemble the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so they may learn to fear me all the days they live on earth, that they may teach their children.
第十节，你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说，你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。
God is very concerned to our children. He always mentioned our children, teach our children and children's children.
神非常在意他的儿女，他反复地强调教训儿女，教训儿女的儿女。
Verse 11, you came near and stood at the foot of mountain, and the mountain burned with the fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom.
十一节，那时你们近前来，站在山下，山上有火焰冲天，并有昏黑密云幽暗。
Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but you saw no form, only a voice.
耶和华从火焰中对你们说话，你们只听见声音，却没有看见形象。
So this voice is another keyword we'd like to share from this chapter.
Yeah, 声音这个关键的字也是我们想要交通分享的。
So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, that is the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on the two tablets of stone.
十三节，他将所吩咐你们当守的约指示你们，就是十条诫，并将这诫写在两块石板上。
The Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might perform them in the land where you are going over to possess it.
那时耶和华又吩咐我， 将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。
Verse 15. So watch yourself carefully, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of fire.
15节，所以你们要分外谨慎，因为耶和华在何烈山从火中对你们说话的那日，你们没有看见什么形象。
So that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourself in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female.
唯恐你们败坏自己，雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男像女像。
So here we find out why God would not allow Israel to worship idols.
所以在这里我们就看到为什么神不允许以色列人去敬拜那些偶像。
So let's turn to verse 32.
再来到32节。
Indeed, as now concerning the former days, which were before you, since the day that God created man on the earth.And inquire from one end of the heavens to the other, has anything been done like this great thing, or has anything been heard like it?
32-33节，你且考察在你以前的世代，自神造人在世以来，从天这边到天那边，曾有何能听见神在火中说话的声音？像你听见还能存活呢？这样的大事何曾有？何曾听见呢？
Has any people heard the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you have heard it and survived?
曾有何能听见神在火中说话的声音，像你听见还能存活呢？
Or has a God tried to go to take for himself a nation from within another nation by trials, by signs and wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
34节，神何曾从别的国中将异国的人民领出来，用试验、神迹、骑士、征战、大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，并大可畏的事，向耶和华你们的神在埃及，在你们眼前为你们所行的一切事呢？
And verse 36, out of the heavens, he let you hear his voice. He let you hear his voice to discipline you. And on earth, he let you see his great fire. And you heard his words from the midst of the fire.
36节，他从天上使你听见他的声音，我要教训你，又在地上使你看见他的烈火。并且听见他从火中所说的话。
So God showed them greatest privilege he ever given to man that allowed Israel to hear God's voice.
所以神在这里就向以色列民彰显他能够带给人的最高的那样的一个特权，就是能够在这里听到神的话。
So let's start. Bow hand has a, have a short of.Show word of prayer.
让我们低头有些祷告。
Father God, we thank you for getting together on the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, your Son.
亲爱的父，我们在这你儿子复活升天的日子来到你的面前。
Father, we pray that you'll be gracious.To everyone here as you gathered us together.
我们恳求当你召集我们在一起的时候，你就把你恩典赏赐给我们。
Grant us your spirit so that we can all fill with the Holy Spirit.
让我们被你圣灵能够充满。
One who speaks, one who translates, and the ones who hear.
不管是那出口的、翻译的，还是听到的。
We also pray for the effect of the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
也真是为了宝血的功效。
So as we hear, the precious blood of Lord Jesus cleanses all our sins and all unrighteousness.
那当我们在一起聚在一起的时候，我们就求主的宝血洁净我们。
So that we can be here to present ourselves.
让我们能够在这里，能够来到你的面前。
As a holy vessels to praise you, to worship you.
能够成为圣洁的器皿，在这里，敬拜你，赞扬你。
May you be gracious to us all by granting us a eyes of heart that is open to see Christ.
这真是恩典赏赐我们，让我们的灵能够打开，得以见你的面。
May you also let our ears to hear His voice.
让我们的耳朵真是能够听见他的声音。
Because you are the true living God.
因为你是那一位真神。
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name, we pray.
借着基督耶稣宝贵的名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for giving us a time again.To share God's word.
感谢主又能够给我们时间一起分享主的话语。
So as an introduction, I'd like to take a look at this whole book of Deuteronomy.
还是开始我们做一个总体的介绍来说一下这本书《申命记》。
Remember Deuteronomy means the second time.
我们知道这个和《申命记》指的就是第二次。
That second time, God spoke His word through Moses to the new generation.
这是神第二次对摩西对他的以色列人来讲话。
First generation, their parents who is older than 20 years above, all died in the wilderness.
我们知道。这一代他们的父母那一代，他们都已经是年长的一代，他们已经死在旷野里。
Except few, maybe Moses, also Caleb and Joshua.
除了少数的几位领袖，像摩西、像亚伦这样的，像约书亚，少数的几个人。
But everybody else died.
其他的，他们这一整代人都已经倒闭在旷野里。
So God now wants to speak to second generation raised up by the Lord to hear His word through Moses.
所以神在这里就借着摩西，要对他兴起的这第二代的以色列民来讲话。
So to us as well, we are second generation of second generation of second generation.
对于我们也是一样的，我们也是第二代的第二代。
God wants us to hear His voice.
神也是想希望我们来听到他的声音。
Through the Holy Spirit.
当然是借着圣灵来听到他的声音。
So every generation have to hear God's voice.
每一个世代都必须要来听神的话。
So that's important. How important that Deuteronomy is.
所以这让我们看到《申命记》是多么重要的一本书。
We can draw the lesson and principles laid in this book.
我们可以看到很多的教导功课在这一部书里。
Extremely relevant to us who are here today, who are in this age.
实际上，它对我们日常我们。的生活是非常密切相关的。
So this book divided into three major parts.
我们可以将这一部书的内容分成主要的三个部分。
First part is from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
第一个部分可以说是从第一章到第十一章。
That maybe we can call it the Preface.
我们可以把这个第一部分总结成比如说前言序章。
And the second major part is from chapter 12 to chapter 26.
第二部分是从12章到26章。
That's the main contents of statutes and judgments of God.
这一部分主要的是介绍神的律例典章的主要部分。
It governs Israelites, the religious and the civil life. That governs their religious life.
他们这是关乎他们的属灵的生活。
And also their civil life.
也是他们属世的这样的生活的教导，在世界上的。
And then from 27 to the end of the chapter, end of the book, chapter 34, it is after Moses spoke all this word of God.That is what happened, to the end of his life.
从第27章到最后，讲的是在摩西，重申了神的律例典章之后，后面所发生的事情，他生命的最后一段时间。
And then chapter 34, we know that it recorded, for us the death of Moses.
在第34章的时候，我们就知道他讲到了，摩西的死。
So let's look at, we're still in the first part.
我们现在仍就分享到第一部分。
Now first part from chapter 1 to chapter 11, we can divide again further into two parts.
这第一部分其实我们还可以再主要分成两个阶段。
And first part will be the chapter 1 to 3.
第一部分就是我们第一章到第三章。
Which is,to review the history of these 40 years of wilderness.
这三章主要是在回顾以色列人在旷野40年的这样的历史。
And then from chapter 4 through 11,
从第四章到第十一章,
now it started to tell us
到第十一章是第二部分。
So in this chapter 4 to 11, I'll call it the prepare us to observe God's statutes and judgments that will start from chapter 12.
我们可以总结把这第二部分第四章到第十章概括成为它是预备我们去遵行神的旨意神的律例典章而这一切是从第十二章开始来带出来的
You can see that, that we know that when we read the Bible that there's all different ways to read God's word
我们知道当我们读经的时候好像很多种不同的角度方式来读神的话
Of course, we read the Bible just every day as part of the devotion. We like to get closer to the Lord, so that's one way of read God's Word.
我们有一种是每天借着神的话语，借着读经来亲近他，来亲近神。
So we don't pay much attention of structure of the Bible.
好像在这种情况下我们不是很在意到底读到了是哪章
We only focus on the passages we are reading
我们好像就是 focus 在注意力在是在每一句读的话当中
That's a very important way of Christian life
这当然对基督徒的生活是非常重要的一个方面
Now that's not enough
当然我们知道这是不够的
God uses human language and different literature styles to convey his message to us.
我们知道神借着人的话语通过不同的语言修辞来彰显关于神的道理。
So in order to know the whole plan of God to us, then we need to study God's word in more detail.
我们知道，如果我们想要完全的了解神的旨意、神的计划的话，我们真的是需要非常注意在那个经节的细节当中。
Holy Spirit, when He reveals God's word, He reveals in the very logical way.
我们知道，当圣灵启示神的真理的时候，它其实是非常有逻辑的。
So that He uses paragraph movements of His thoughts throughout the book.
所以我们知道，在这个圣经的经节当中，就有那个非常有层次的、有逻辑的这样的关系，在每一章、每一节当中。
So starting from chapter 4, so it prepares Moses here prepare our hearts to obey what will be revealed from chapter 12.
我们在这里就能够看到，在从第四章开始，就是摩西的话，神要预备我们这些人的心，预备我们的心去遵行他的旨意，这些旨意是从第十二章来带出的。
So here is chapter 4, we'd like to meditate these three important key words.
我们想在今天分享第四章的时候，我们来仔细的来思考三个关键的词语。
The statutes and the judgment.
第一个表达就是律例和典章。
So God used the same phrase to start the chapter 12, actually.
神从第十二章。
If we look at chapter 12,
我们来看第十二章。
I read for you. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall carefully observe in the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess as long as you live on the earth.
十二章的第一节，你们存活于世的日子，在耶和华你们列祖的神所赐你们为业的地上，要谨守遵行的律例典章，乃是这些。
And from 12 all the way to 26, there's no interruption. It's just statutes and judgments that governs Israel's religious and civil life.
我们就看到从第十二章到二十六章。完全的没有任何的意外，他都是一直在强调关于遵行神的律例典章，关于属灵的生活，关于他们在地上生活的教导。
So the word the grace, the statutes and judgment in chapter 4 occurred 5 times.
那我们就看到在第四章这个表达律例与典章出现了五次。
We read some of them.
我们已经读了一些。
It's actually in the verse 1, 5, 8, 14, and 40. It's five places.
它分别出现在第一节、第五节、第八节、十四节，还有第四十节，出现了五次。
So what does it mean by this statutes and the judgments?
所以什么是律例，什么是典章呢？
So that's the word statutes, we know the Bible uses different words to describe God's word.
我们知道圣经上会用不同的人的词语去来表达神的话。
So we look at God's word from all different aspects.
所以我们就可以从不同的方面来交叉的来理解神的话。
When God's word appears as statutes, that means
当神提到律例的时候，它指的是
That means very clearly marked out lines.
它指的是那个清楚明白的画出的那些线。
It's like a boundary lines. You know, property has boundary lines. It has to be very clearly marked out.
就好像那个边界的那个线一样，对于边界是要非常清楚明白的划清界限的。
Or very clearly the written
或者是要清楚明白写下的字句。
And it's like always remind me when I look at the statutes, it's the traffic regulations.
我常看到那个交通法规的那些规章能够提醒我什么是律例。
You remember that we have a book, right? That everybody needs to have a written test. So in order to pass that, we have a book. It tells us what the regulation is in the written form.
我们知道，当我们要考驾照的第一步，先要通过那个笔试。在准备这个考试的时候，我们都要领到一本小册子，里面详细的讲述所有关于交通的规则。
And what we need to do is we encounter this, we see the red traffic lights, or we have double yellow lines on the road. All that these regulations are written clearly in the book.
那你们讲到了你看到交通灯的颜色要怎么样，你看到双黄线要需要做什么，不能做什么，它非常清楚地写下来。
And not only that, we see on the road the traffic lights.
不仅我们在书上看到，我们在路上也能够看到交通灯。
We do see the double yellow lines, or single yellow lines, or dotted lines, all these different lines on the road.
我们在地上，我们开车在路上也能看到，双黄线、单黄线这样的清清楚楚画在地上的这样的线。
And also we have traffic signs, stop signs, yield signs, or whatever the signs we see.
我们也能看到路上有很多的交通标志，这样的停车的标志，让行的标志。
And the traffic lights have different colors. What each means?
我们知道不同颜色的信号灯代表不同颜色的指示。
So God's words, when we describe God's word as statutes, is a very clear command from God.
当我们提到神的律例的时候，这是非常清楚的说到神的诫命，他的要求。
Telling us what we need to do, what we should not do, that very clearly, like the traffic.Regulations we have.
他非常清楚地告诉我们，我们应当做什么，不应当做什么。就像交通法规会清楚地告诉你，在路上开车应该做什么，不应该做什么。
So Christians should not just indulge in involving some mysticals or some mysteries.
好像我们基督徒的生活当中不是应该只有那些好像神迹奇事那样的经历。
God's word do have mysteries.
当然神的话语是有很多奥秘，有很多奇妙的事情让我们经历。
But God's word is not mystical.
但是神的话语并不是那个神秘的。
So there's a difference.
这是有区别的。
So later we can develop a little more. But most important part in the Bible is a clear written and clear see. Everybody, you read it, you understand it. It's like the traffic signs, all places, you know what to do.
我们知道当关乎神的律例诫命的时候，在圣经当中是非常清楚的写明，让每一个读的人都能够明白，就像你去读交通规则能够明白他说的是什么。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy 29 verse 29.
让我们来看一下申命记29章29节。
So very easy to remember this verse because it's 29:29.
很容易记得这个位置，29章29节。
He said, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of the law."
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行着律法上的一切话。
Many young people, young believers, or that they are confused when they hear the phrase like some other older Christians use.
很多年轻的弟兄姊妹或者是初信的弟兄姊妹常常听到年长的弟兄姊妹说到说有一些听到一些年长弟兄说的话，他们会有一些困惑，不太明白。
For example, the phrase "God spoke to me this morning with this verse."
比如说他们听到年长的弟兄姊妹说，今天早上神对我讲话，告诉我了这样的话。
So this young believer said, what? God speak to you and you hear God?
所以常常年轻的弟兄姊妹会觉得非常的奇怪，什么你能够听到神对你讲话，你还听到他的讲话。
So they very confused.
他们会非常的困惑，不知道要说什么。
I have young people among us also ask me that questions.
我们当中的也有年轻的弟兄姊妹问过这个问题。
Struggle with that questions.
甚至非常在这个问题上是很困惑的。
And a sister, when she went to college, sent me the book. That book is written by a professor.
我们有一个年轻的姊妹上大学之后向我介绍了一本书，这本书是大学里面的教授写的。
The college professor, he saw so many Christians growing up in the Christian families and Sunday schools, and they entered the college very confused.
他也看到很多在基督徒家庭长大的孩子们，当他们走进大学的时候，常常头脑上会很困惑。
They cannot make connection with the spiritual upbringing what they learn and to apply that in the college life.
好像他们没有办法把在属灵生活当中所学到的东西应用在他们好像校园的生活当中。
Like this, God speaks to me.
就好像这句话说到神对我讲话。
How can God speak to me today?
今日神如何对我讲话呢？
So, in God's word, we should first focus on the things we can understand.
当然我们读神的话语的时候，我们首先要聚精在那个我们能读懂的那一部分。
We need to show not only ourselves, but also our children, to read the Ten Commandments.
我们最开始读到的，不管是我们自己，我们的子女也是一样，他们最开始接触到的就是神的十诫。
Read chapter 12 to 26.
就是在第十二章到二十六章。
These are the clear texts of God, what pleases God and what does not please God.
这非常清楚地告诉我们什么样的行为能够讨神喜悦，什么样的行为不能够。
So we'll discuss it a little bit later.
关于这地方我们将来会有交通。
And second part of this day is judgment.
这个表达的第二部分就是在那个典章的那一部分。
The statutes and judgments.
就是律例与典章后面这部分。
And judgment means the right and wrong before God.
我们看到这样的典章，也就是审判，它指的是在神面前，他认为对还是错。
So the judgment is mainly focus on process of deciding what is right, what is wrong in the eyes of God.
所以我们看到典章它是强调的在神眼中它是如何判断这样的事情是对还是错。所以我有另外一个中文的词汇翻译成叫就是审判，是同一个意思。
So this is the same Hebrew word translated in the different English words.
我们会看到这是有同样一个希伯来文的词汇，但是在英文的声音当中它用了两个不同的英文单词。
Depends on the context. In that older language like Chinese, the Hebrew, this very older language, they often have a few words, and then each word means the different things.
我们知道像希伯来文和这个中文这样古老的语言都有个特点，就是它的词汇很少，所以它一个词可以表达不同的意思，但是你要清楚的知道上下文。
Yeah, you have to depend on context.
Yeah, 你要在上下文当中体会它微妙的不同。
So based on the context, that word in English Bible sometimes translated as ordinances.
所以结合上下文，在英文的圣经当中，有的时候就会翻译成典章。
Now ordinances, it means a verdict.
我们知道典章它指的就是已经过去的 律例或者说是判例。
So meaning that through the process of deciding right and wrong, now verdict come out.
So
what is right? What is wrong?
Yeah. 所以就我们就看到他们经过了一个过程，他们判断出来什么是对，什么是错。
So they are very close. So judgment is more focused on the process of deciding right and wrong, but the ordinance means already decided. This is the right. That is wrong.
所以另外一个翻译，第二种英文翻译就是翻译成审判，它强调的是那个判断对错的过程，而典章这样的翻译呢就更加强调已经形成的历史上的这样的判例。
So this is a very clear written.
这个是非常清楚的写在圣经上。
God does not care which side of a socks you put on in the morning, red socks orLet's start. Let me try to use it another way.
Yeah.
God does not care in the morning if you want to put on the right shoes first or left shoes first.
Yeah. 神并不在意说我每天早上起来好像先穿的是右脚的鞋还是左脚的鞋这样的事情。
If you are confused about that, the Ten Commandments, read the statutes and judgments in the Bible.
如果你不明白这一点，去读十诫，读这个清楚的写的律例和。
For example, it says, "Do not stop assembling as some as a habit."
Okay. 比如说，其中一条的诫命就是不要停止聚会。
That's in the New Testament.
这是在新约的圣经里面。
Very throughout the Bible, there are statutes, there are judgments, very clear.
通过整本的圣经，我们可以非常清楚看到它的律例。
Many young Christians fall into trap when we hear the word of the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit leads us this and that. We focus on the Spirit, and a lot of young people get very confused.
我知道当年轻人面临试炼的时候，他们会非常的困惑，但我们知道这个时候要紧紧抓住圣灵，圣灵会带领我们。
Father, is translated reversely. The Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit usually confuses young people or the young believers.
圣灵会圣
圣灵的工作通常对刚信主的人
会
来讲是很困惑模糊的。So this is my fault. I didn't say clearly. So now let's move on to this part, the voice of God.
好，下面来我们来分享第二个部分，就是神的声音，神的话。
So again, three things I like to share. One is statutes and the judgment. Second is the voice of God. Third is the warning. Should not take away any words or adding any words to God's word.
我们记得我们要分享三个重点的词。第一个就是律例和典章，第二部分就是神的声音，第三个是警告，就是我们不要删改加增神的话。
So we see that in this chapter, the voice occurred four times.
我们看到在这一章神的声音出现了四次。
It occurred in verse 12.
它在第十二节出现。
Verse 30.
三十节。
Verse 33 and verse 36.
33节和36节一共出现了四次。
God often says true living God. He describes himself as true living God.
我们看到神描述他自己是那一位真的活的真的神活的神。
He often compares himself to the idols.
他常常会与那些人所造的偶像有一个对比。
Idols are dead.
那些人手造的偶像是死的。
They are the works of human hands.
他们是出于人手所造的。
So God wanted let us to distinguish the difference. God says, a living God speaks.
所以神为了让我们分辨，他会明确地告诉我们，那一位活神现在讲话，对你们讲话。
Dead idol has mouth, but it cannot speak.
我们知道那些偶像好像也有嘴，但是他们是不能讲话的。
So in this chapter, very clearly, God tells us He wants to let Israel to hear His voice.
我们很清楚看到，在这一章，神愿意他的以色列民来听他的声音。
When God gave them Ten Commandments,
当神给他们十诫的时候
，Actually, all those Israelites, all this Israel standing at the bottom of the mountain.That you all heard Ten Commandments spoken by God from God's mouth.
我们知道，当神颁布十诫的时候，以色列民都在山下，他们听见了神的声音。
It accompanied with lightning, the thunders, and the darkness and the fire.
他们看到了那个雷的声音，他们看到了火光。
Nonetheless.They heard the Ten Commandments spoken from God's mouth.
他们听到了那个十诫从神的口中说出来。
That's very important.
这非常的重要。
That's the basis what God told them as the Second Commandments. They should not make any idols.
在十诫的第二条，我们看到神清楚地告诉他们，不可以造偶像。
Because God speaks to them.
因为只有神对他们讲话。
God is true and living God.
因为这位神是活神，是真神。
Now today, in this New Testament era, how can we hear God's voice? How can God speak to us?
那今天在新约的时代，我们如何经历神如何对我们讲话？我们如何能够听到神的声音呢？
Now let's turn to the Bible, New Testament. God tells us very specifically how God speaks to us today.
那我们来读几处新约的圣经，非常清楚地告诉我们在今天我们如何听到神的话语。
Now let's turn to Revelation.
我们先来到翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord asked Apostle John to write to seven churches.
我们知道在启示录的第二章、第三章。神启示约翰去写信给教会。
So in the chapter 2, so this is seven letters the Lord Jesus asked Apostle John to write and send to the seven churches.
我们看到神让使徒约翰写信给七个教会。
And then let's read the chapter 2, Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
我们来看启示录第二章的第一节。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说。
And then at the end of that letter, this is in the verse 7.
在信的后半部分，也就在第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So this phrase, to the angel of the church in so and so, write, repeated seven times.
我们知道就这样的话，写信给教会的使者。有耳的应当听这样的表达出现了七次。
And also that he who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This occurs seven times as well.
Yeah, 写信给教会的使者出现了七次，后面的提醒也出现了七次。
At the start, it is God asked John to write in the letter.
在最开始，神让约翰去给教会写信。
But at the end of the letter, it's the Holy Spirit. Now he speaks to us.
而在信的末了，实际上是圣灵亲自来对我们讲话。
And let him hear. Let him have an ear to hear.
凡有耳的就都应当听。
It's very interesting, right? They connect these two together.
非常奇妙的，他把
in the verse chapter 1 verse 4,
在第一章的第四节，
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of prophecy and see the things that are written in it from the time it is near. Chapter 1 verse 4,
第一章的第四节，写到约翰写信给亚西亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵。
Chapter 1 verse 4. Oh, I'm sorry, verse 3.
第一章的第三节，念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
So you can combine this word, the verse together. You know that what does that mean by Holy Spirit speaks to us. What we mean by we can hear God's voice, the voice of Holy Spirit is the voice of God.
把这些经节连在一起，我们就能够明白为什么我们有耳朵可以听到，因为圣灵亲自对我们讲话。
When we read God's word,
当我们读神的话的时候，
That is when God speaks to us.
这就是神对我们讲话的时候。
The words written, like a apostle written in the letter, this whole Bible is written by the prophets.
我们知道圣经里的每一个字都是这些使徒、这些先知写下的。
So when we read what is written, it's when God speaks to us.
当我们读到圣经里的话的时候，就是那个神对我们讲话的时候。
Whatever we read in the Bible, it is what God speaks to us.
我们在圣经里面读到的那些内容，就是神要对我们说话的内容。
So how can I hear God's word? You read God's word.
所以你如何听见神的话？当然，你去读神的话。
Then what?Does God speak to me? Is what you read in the Bible.
所以我知道神对我讲了什么，就是我从圣经当中读到了神的话。
So in the New Testament,
在新约圣经里面，
This is the way that God speaks to us.
这就是神对我们讲话的方式。
That's why I prefer.In my heart, sometimes if I'm alone, I'll read it out.
所以我自己的一个习惯是，尤其是当我一个人的时候，好像我就会更大声的读神的话。
When I read, then that's the voice of God speaking to me.
当我读神的话的时候，我就知道这声音是神对我讲话。
And that's the.Understanding that you and I have to have.
这是你和我都要有的一个认识。
And that's how precious God's word is to you and me.
这是我可以看到在你我身上神的话语是多么的宝贵。
Because that's the determined way for God to speak to us.
这是一个确定的神对我们每个人讲话的一个方法。
Under the New Testament.
就是在新约的时代。
So now, this condition we have to have.
当然我们要有这样的基础。
First, that in the Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1, it tells us the condition.
我们来看希伯来书的第一章第一节。
It tells us that in the verse 1,The God after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions, in many ways. And verse 2, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son.
希伯来书第一章第一节第二节，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So the Chinese 借着 actually means in.
所以在中文的借着就是英文的通在他里面。
Okay, 在他儿子，
在他儿子里面。
So, that, so in his son.
借着他儿子，在他儿子。
We know, that in the New Testament, this word "in" is very important. The little word "in."
我们知道，在新约圣经里面，常常看到这个很小的"in" 这个词，但很重要。
Because, for example, if we are in America now, we are experience governed by American benefits, American law, American.Air is different from other places, right? The air quality, water quality, the culture, everything is different from if we're in China or in Hong Kong or in any other place, in India, right? It's different. The culture is different. Whatever you do, welcome, accepted there, not welcome here, or whatever we do here is welcome here, and we should go by that other place.
我们在美国生活的人都有这样的一个经验，就是好像在美国这样一个社会当中，不管是政治、法律，还是风俗习惯上，甚至是好像呼吸的空气、喝的水，都跟世界上其他一些地方，尤其是我们从中国来、从印度来，好像其实是能感受是很不同的。
So you see that right now America's south border has a lot of people willing to get into America. Why?
所以我们在机场入境美国的时候，好像在那个边检的地方看到很多的人排着长队来到美国。
So in the Mexican border with America, you see these people line up, risking their lives. They want to get out of where they are in. They are in this country they are in, they are born with, risking their life. They took all their family, mothers with children with the babies, they are just standing in the cold outside trying to get in America.
我们看到一些在美墨边境上那些墨西哥人，甚至拖家带小，冒着生命的风险，在可能在很恶劣的环境、低温的环境当中，也要排队或者通过各种方式冒着危险，也要来到美国，来到美国的里面，就是英文的这个 "in" 的词。
So Bible says here, so they want to get into America because.They can receive the benefits of in America. Only Americans, you live in America, you can enjoy.
看到好像来到美国，你才能有那样的福利，那样的待遇，才能有那样好的生活的质量，是在美国的里面啊。
God put all His blessings in Christ.
那我们就看到神把他的一切丰富的祝福都放在了基督的里面。
So.Only when we are saved, then God put us, one thing God did, when we are saved, when we trust in the Lord, is He'll put us in His Son, in Christ.
那我们就看到当我们得救的时候，神不只是单单是救我们，也把基督放在他，也把我们放在他儿子基督里面。
So that one of the benefits, greatest benefit is God speaks to us.In Christ,
我们得救有很多的益处，但最大的益处就是神能够借着他的儿子来对我们讲话。
So first condition is you have to be saved.
所以我们看到第一个条件基础就是你必须是得救的。
You have to believe in the Lord Jesus, His salvation.
你必须相信基督耶稣，相信他的救恩。
Then God put you and me in Christ.
然后神就会把你放到基督的里面。
And then we can start to hear God's voice when we read the Bible.
从而我们当在他里面的时候，我们就能够借着读经来听他的声音。
I have a friend who later became Christian.
我有一个朋友，他是基督徒。
He has this audacious quality. She just never gave up. She's very disciplined in her life.
她是一个非常非常自律，对自己要求很严格的一个人。
And when she starts something, she will make sure she will perform it to the end and make everything perfect.
她是一个像完美主义者，当她要做一件事情的时候，她一定要确保从头到尾，然后做得非常。
She told me that when she was college, her sister, who was a believer, and gave her a Bible.
她告诉我，当她去上大学的时候，她的姐姐也基督徒，给了她一本圣经。
And then she. Her sister told her to read the Bible.
她姐姐告诉她，鼓励她去读圣经。
So she set up the plan to read the Bible every single day.
所以她就定下了一个每日读经的一个计划。
More diligent than most of Christians even.
甚至比大多数的基督徒都更要殷勤。
And she starts to read, from day one until she finished that. I don't know how many days, maybe a year later, she finished that whole Bible. And what was the result?
他我不知道不晓得他用了多少天，也许一年的时间，他从头到尾读完了圣经。
She said she didn't understand the word. She didn't remember anything.
结果是怎么样的呢？他告诉我，他不记得，他一个字都不记得，他甚至一个词都不明白在说什么。
And then only after she became believer herself.
直到后来他得救成为了基督徒之后。
So, then what is the hope for the non-believers then?
所以对于没有信神的人，他的盼望希望在哪里？
So I asked them, I said, if you have a Bible, everybody, even non-believers have a two or three copies of at home. So you pick up a Bible to read, pray first.
所以我也鼓励大家这么做，哪怕是还没有信主的，家里要预备圣经，在读经之前要祷告开始。
Now Christians need to pray before we read God's word as well.
当然，我们基督徒也要在读话语、读神的话语之前要有祷告。
But before we become believers, for non-believers, it become a must. We have to read before we read. Have this.Humble heart, I ask God to help us open our eyes to see what is written.
Yeah, 对于没有信神的人，当他读主的话语之前，他应该预备自己至少一个谦卑的心，愿意顺服、愿意听的这样一个心。
Maybe you said, before I was a believer, then I read the Bible and God spoke to me and then become believer.
有时候我们可以说啊，我还没有信主的时候，我就读圣经，读神的话，然后神就对我讲话。
That's because somebody else praying for you behind you.
那一定是因为在你不知道的时候，有很多的人在为你祷告。
We see so many testimonies like this.
我们听到过这样的见证很多次。
So when Christian, when you give Bible to non-believer, your friends, your relative.Don't forget to pray for her, for him.
当我们给朋友、亲人传福音，鼓励他们读经的时候，不要忘记要为他们祷告。
All the Bible is God breathed. All the scripture is in 2 Timothy, chapter 3:16.
圣经。所有的圣经都是神默示的，都是神写的。
And so we know that how important for Christians to read God's word.
所以我们就知道，对于基督徒读神的话语是多么的重要。
Today is a January still.
今天还是在一月份。
If you haven't started to convince yourself how important it is to read God's word.
如果你还没有明白说服自己读神的话有多么重要的话。
I hope that today what we share to convince you how important it is to read the Bible, to hear God's voice.
我希望今天我们的信息能够兼顾你，让你明白神的话语是多么的重要，读经是多么的重要。
And sometimes Christians, when they say, you know, God spoke to me this morning with this verse.
所以我们有时候听到弟兄姊妹说，今天早上神对我讲话，讲了这样的一段话。
What that means is that when they read God's word, all of a sudden they understand the passage well and knows how to apply that into their current situation.
他指的就是这位弟兄姊妹在读经的时候，他突然间明白了那句神的话语的意思，并且完全的明白了好像这个什么意思应用在他当下的实际的生活当中。
So that's become very personal to them. So that's why they use phrase God spoke to me this morning from his word in this verse.
这常常都是非常个人的经历，所以我们听到大家会按这样一个表达，就是今天早上神用这句话对我讲话。
It's nothing more than reading God's word and understand God's word and know how to apply that to your current situation.
这无外乎就是读经明白神的话语，并且晓得神这样的话语在你身上一个你现实的生活当中的应用。
Of course all this has to be done by the Holy Spirit, but that's behind the scene. Holy Spirit does not want us to often mention him. He's a third God, third person God. He would like to work everything behind the scene.
我们知道这一切做成的功当然是靠着背后这位隐藏不见的圣灵。
Many times we mention Holy Spirit too often that confuse the young believers.
我们有时候常常提到这一位神，这位圣灵的时候，有时候会让那些初信的弟兄姊妹好像不是很明白。
So we don't have time for the third point, but we'll end here today.
好，我们好像没有时间交通第三点，那我们今天先停到这里。
Again, it is from chapter 4, that Moses now prepared the Israel to start to observe the God's statutes and judgments that God clearly asks us to observe or obey.
我们知道从第四章，摩西就是在预备这些以色列民去遵行神的旨意，这些律例典章在后面会完清楚的写下来。
So from chapter 4 to 11, that's all this prepared our heart.
从第四章到第十一章的主题都是预备这样遵行神旨意的的一个预备啊。
Let's start off with reading God's word, hearing His voice.
当然这一切的起点都是我们要去读主的话语，听他的声音。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起去祷告。
Father God, we thank and praise you.
父王，我们就是感谢赞美。
May you ready the heart, make our heart ready to receive your word and to apply it in our life.
就是预备我们的心，让我们能够听到你的话，能够应用在我们的属灵的生活上。
And please prepare our heart for the breaking bread for the Lord Jesus.
也为着我们擘饼的聚会来预备我们的心。
In Christ Jesus, the holy precious name we pray.
用祷告十分基督耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.